Rolling. Spot you already, boy.
Well, Trav, the mid-season break coming at a good time for the boys, you think?
Probably not. After the weekend, I mean, after the result we had and I guess the way we played and then looking back and watching the game, you think, it probably gets you fired up a little bit and you just want to get out there again and, show each other, show the fans that, you want to get out there and make an improvement. So we've got a week to or 3 days to get away from footy and we've spoken to the boys and we've said just try and get a mental break and forget about footy for a bit and we'll come back, we'll learn from what we've what's been a challenge this year, what we've done right and what's gone wrong and we'll come out fighting for the rest of the year.
A lot of discussion about the Gibbs tackle on Gray. You obviously got 3 down to 2.
Yep.
I think Dane just said this morning on radio that he's got no problems with tackles like that. What do you sit on?
The way it is the rule stands is you can't have 2 actions and certainly it looked like that. And the big thing is though, as players, we want to make sure that we protect the head. And certainly in that instance, Robbie's arms were pinned and that's the way the match review saw it. Lucky for Robbie, he's pulled up really well but I'm sure Bryce never intended to knock Robbie out or cause any harm. But as players, we want to make sure that the head's always protected and the umpires and the match reviewer have certainly done a great job on that.
So does that mean not throw them that last action into the ground, so almost hold them up a little bit?
Yeah, look, it's a hard one. You always want to put your physical presence on the game but there is rules in place to make sure their head's always protected and the player's always protected. So I think the rule's there that there's no 2 actions in a tackle and that's the way it is and I mean that's the way we're sort of going to play it but still at the same time try and put your physical presence on. And as I said, Gibbs, knowing Bryce, that he certainly wouldn't have meant to knock Robbie out or hurt him in any way, so it was just a bit of an unfortunate one.
Mate, Koshy sort of said during the week and yesterday that perhaps the media placed unfair expectations on Port this year, but surely the internal expectations you guys all spoke about were to take the next step and make the grand final.
Oh, look, I mean, to make the grand final, that's probably an outcome that we probably didn't really talk about at all. That's something that we come from, what we stand for as a club, and our process is inside of the club, and all the the expectations externally were there, and maybe have affected the group in some way, and I guess that's what myself and Ken spoke about after the game. We spoke about the club being the playing group, and on game day we look a little bit spooked or whatever it is. It's a little bit about we're probably gone away from just worrying about the process, is worrying about what we're going to do each week. And not worrying about any results. They'll take care of itself. And at the moment, it probably looks like we're just worried about making a mistake because you tend to think about outcomes sometime. When for us, we've got to get back to this is what we want to talk to the group about. Is we just control what we can in the club and what we can do as a playing group. What do we stand for? This is what we want to bring week in, week out. And we'll get the result from that.
How does that affect the playing group though? Those expectations, because clearly. Final, I would assume you'd have them on yourselves anyway, getting Ryder on board as well.
Oh, look, yeah, certainly, as I said, we've got expectations on ourselves to improve as a group. But we don't come in as a group and say we have to win the grand final this year. That's not our right. We've got to earn that. And what I'm saying is we've got to get back to worrying about what's going to help us improve, what's going to help us become a good side and live up to expectations. Don't worry about outcomes. This is what we have to do. This is what everyone's saying we have to do. This is what we want to do as a club. But we're not going to be able to do that if we don't live the processes, live what we do day to day, what we expect from each other as a group, and that's what we need to get back to.
How do you do it? How do you get back after mid-season break?
Oh, we've got to get. First of all, we've got to get away and get that break from footy and have that mental break and just try and relax, refresh the body, refresh the mind, and then from there we'll come back and. Saturday we'll talk about what's gone on so far this year and what we've done right, what we've done wrong, and from there we'll learn about what we haven't been able to accomplish and what we haven't been able to do on game day as a group. And there's been certain changes every week. Some weeks we're playing really brave footy and not defending as well. Some weeks we're defending really well and not playing brave enough. So we need to get our whole collective of our game plan together. We're not changing our game plan at all. We think it's a great style of footy that we play. We just haven't executed well enough as a collective for the whole game, for the majority.
Must be hard for you as captain to switch off mentally over the break, obviously stewing on that loss.
Yeah, it is. You know, certainly that's an area that we need to improve as players, and certainly I need to improve as a captain, is try and get away from the game sometimes, because the more you stay in footy, you stay in the game, the you know, the harder it becomes, the longer the season comes. So that's certainly, you know, I'll go home, mum won't talk footy at all, or try not to talk too much footy, I might go watch Torquay or something, train, but that'll be about it. But you know, I'm angry after the game, certainly, along with the rest of the playing group. We're just really disappointed with it, but we can't change that now. All we can change is you know, how we prepare for Sydney, and that'll be in 4 days' time after we can get away and have a bit of a break. So I'll certainly get away and try and forget about footy and just refresh the mind up a little bit.
The message coming out is we're hearing spooked, we're hearing scared.
Yep.
What does it do for the playing group for you guys to say that stuff publicly? Like, is it best just to keep that internally, do you think?
Oh, look, from... We spoke about that after the game and then spoke about it in the media after it. And what I meant by that and what Kenny meant by that is just not to worry too much about the outcomes. You know, that's sort of the line we're talking about, and we've just got to go back to worrying about, you know, the processes and things like that and make sure, because as I said, you know, you worry about outcomes, you start to worry a lot in the game and then it looks a little bit like you're spooked, but really just worrying about making a mistake and we certainly know that our players are highly skilled and train extremely hard to do the right thing. It's just mentally sometimes you get a bit worried because you don't want to make a mistake, because you want to you know, win a game, finish high on the ladder. These sort of things that you can't control, unless the only way you can do it is just by working on the small things. So that's, I guess, what we meant by that, and certainly the playing group.
Because it was low confidence at first, and then during the game, the first quarter, the commentators were giving you a bit of a spray for being low on confidence, all this sort of stuff. Twice in the game, you kicked multiple goals. The last quarter, you look like you're back to the same old Port.
Yep.
Does it frustrate you, the difference? Because you can't say you're low on confidence, then you come out and kick four or five in a row and nearly pinch it.
Yeah, that's certainly an area that is pretty frustrating, because we know we can do it. You know, we've got the same side that we've had the last couple of years, and we've added to that, and certainly we've trained extremely well. We're knowing that we're in a great space there, but. And then we go out and, you know, kick four or five goals in a row or whatever, and it's just, that's the frustrating part. We've got to try and get right, and what I'm talking about, we've got to try and put it all together. We go really well one way and forget about a few things in another space. So we'll look at that and make sure that you know, we get that right for the end of the, for the rest of the season. But as I said, we'll come back from the break, and you know, right now where we are on the ladder, and we'll just keep fighting. There's certainly, this group never gives up, and we've always continued to believe in that. And right now the results aren't going our way, and certainly you know, it might not be enjoyable to play, you know, for our fans to see seeing us play that way. But certainly we're going to keep fighting, and you know, we've got high expectations on ourselves, and I stand on this group, and we'll keep fighting our way.
So you can get something out of it, both in the last 10 games. You think you can still strive towards it?
Yeah, certainly we. You know, we'll set a you know, a standard that we want to live up to each week, and whatever comes from that will come from that, and that's pretty much the way we'll go about it. But as I said, we're looking forward to the rest of the season. We'll come out strong and get that, you know, brave confident footy back, and certainly strong defence. And what we've built our game on from the moment Ken walked in the door, we just need to make sure we can do that for four quarters. And as I said, mate, we'll keep fighting until you know, that last game.
Are you riding off finals?
Last couple.
Oh, look, we're not even thinking finals right now. We're not thinking anything past Sydney this weekend, and you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us to go up to Sydney on a Thursday night and play a side that's tough, you know, uncompromising sort of footy, and you know, what we're going to wait to come out after the bye, and you know, try and prove to each other that we've got, you know, some work to do, and we're going to fight our way out of it. So we're looking forward to that challenge, and whatever comes for the rest of the year will come of it, but we're going to make sure we put everything in and continue to work hard.
Kendrick said earlier in the year that he tries to get the assistant coaches to sort of motivate the players a bit before games, because he doesn't want players to get sick of his voice. Is he still motivating the
sick
players?
Sick of Ken's voice. Look, I certainly think that you know, one of Ken's great assets is how he talks to his players and how he you know, gets them up each week. And he's certainly a great motivator. I think we've spoken in the past. He'll come in on a Monday, and you know, we've just played a game of footy. We can't move, and he'll talk, and we'll want to go out and play another game of footy. And that hasn't changed. You know, Ken's an extremely great person, great coach and great motivator, and certainly we've got great line coaches around him as well, which add a huge amount. We've got to keep working together, and we're all in this together, right from the last player on the list to Kenny and the rest of the club. We're a tight club, and we'll make sure we'll keep fighting our way, and whatever comes up comes with it, we'll keep fighting and sticking it together. Do you want me to keep talking about that or not?
How
much is Pollux, like, you're obviously not having him this year, they were two explosive players for you last year to break games like that. How much have you missed them, the way you guys play?
Yeah, certainly, they add a huge amount to our group, the way they move the ball and the way they, take metres. They not only do they, kick the ball well and they run with the ball and take metres off the opposition, and certainly their speed and the way they use the ball and the way they run is a huge asset to our side. But we want to be a side that if we lose a player, we get someone else in and they live up to what we believe in. And so we've unfortunately missed a few players this year, but we think we've got players in the SNFL that will come up and fill a role, and that's what we want to build our club around. Is no matter who goes out of the side, whether it be myself or Robbie, we'll have someone else come in and play the role for the team. So that's been unfortunate, but we'll continue to work on being a side that whoever plays their role.
All right, guys.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you.